is normally divided into two parts. Part one, to welcome Martin Luther King, head of the Roman Catholic Church. Congratulate him on his profession of the Catholic faith and his reception of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, the same identical Jesus who was conceived by Mary, born in Bethlehem, died on Calvary, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is now on earth. Jesus, the Son of God, who became the Son of Man. No words can describe the blessings of being and living in the one church that God became man to institute on earth. For the Lord called himself the way, the truth, and the life. He provided the world until the end of time with all the graces, all the graces that he came into the world to give mankind, we believe, are communicated to the church which Christ founded. With all my heart, my congratulations. Mark, welcome. After making the spiritual exercises and having the God's grace, both made such decisions with the mind and resolutions with the will, as we believed God wants us to make. The most obvious need we have is to live up to what we have promised God we will do. But to obtain those graces, we know how well we know we must do our part. First, we must pray. Pray as you've never prayed before. Both in the frequency of prayer and especially in praying fervently. Prayer. Those who pray will reach heaven. No one else who has reached the age of reason will. Prayer. Receive the sacraments. Those perform sacraments. The sacrament of confession and the sacrament of Holy Communion. As often as possible. As you mentioned during the retreat, strive with God's help to attend Mass and receive Communion. I dare say it, daily. I qualify my recommendation by saying 12. And confession twice a month. When this happens, and it is painted in his word, highly needed, the life of the mind and the strength of the will, that Christ instituted the sacraments to provide us in his valley of tears in our journey to eternal life. And finally, care for it by the graces that God gives you. Send everything in your lives, and the Lord is everything, has a grace from God. Some graces will be present, some will be painful. The secret has we spent so much time and explain that secret of happiness is to do the will of God. But we know the price of doing God's will. It is surrendering our own selfish, stubborn world, our own self-will, to the Lord of the God, from whom we came and for whom we exist. The Lord Jesus, we thank you for the blessings you have given us from the moment of our conception to the present day. But we know our weakness. We beg you to help us open our minds to see you for what you really are, our way, our truth, and our life. But above all, strengthen our weak and yet stubborn will to conform to your divine will, so that during your will here on earth we may possess you and enjoy you in the company of the Father and the Holy Spirit, and in the company of your mother and our mother, and an everlasting home for which we are made. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have the blessing of the Lord of the Articles. Last night, what I have to do now is to give a further blessing, a simple sign of the cross, after which we will recite the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory for the intentions of our Holy Father. But also, as most of you know, at the end of the retreat master, and I cannot tell you how grateful I am for Father Craig being with us. So shall I say the retreat masters have sung a prayer for the next 40 days, beginning today the 9th of May. I believe then there are 23 days left, starting with today in May. There are 17 in June, make it 40 days. Each one of you to receive the Medal of Honor. Each day for the next 40 days, and then after, on the third of the day, pray again, say the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory, for the intentions of the Holy Father, today. And second thing we notice, you'll be born today, and another one, God willing, on the 17th of June. I want to express my deep gratitude to Father Clary for hers, shall I say, indispensable cooperation in this retreat. And may I ask you, how do you, of course, myself, may I ask all of you to recite one rosary for Father Clary? Will you? Thank you. Thanks, Father, for your cooperation. One of the great joys of my priesthood is to see those whom I have taught their theology living their Catholic faith and communicating that faith to others. Father Paul Clary is one of my joys in my religious life. Thank you, Father Paul. And now the paper blessing. A simple blessing followed by the Our Father, Hail Mary and Glory, for the intentions of the Holy Father. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen. Now together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, so we do ask. We do not know the reality of the church. must pray in what pleasure and gratitude for the profession of the Catholic faith and reception of the Catholic Church, that God might bless him and his family in the years to come. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
our mothers, the living, that God may continue to bless them with his graces, and those who are deceived, that God may give them eternal rest. Let us pray to the Lord. For the mothers of our children, that God may bless them with an abundance of his life and strength, so that we may all meet once again in heaven, reunited as families for all eternity. Let us pray to the Lord. In gratitude for the graces we have received during these days of the retreat, let us pray to the Lord. That God may strengthen us and enable us to be faithful to him, and no matter what price, even to shedding our blood for Jesus Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Our own personal intentions. Lord, rather than we ask for in faith, may we obtain for the merits of man, the Mother of God, and our Mother. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.